Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Dave Rosenfeld, is an associate pastor with Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Ask Big from a Big God, already in progress.
I wanted to argue points about why isn't all sickness caused by sin. I'll show you why it is. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It's done. That's the way it is. Too bad. We're not going to sit and argue about it. Or you're sick because you've sinned somehow. Yes, that's a given. But there's no need for me to take time to do that. How do I encourage you when you want to quit, when it hasn't happened? And especially like my trucker friend, it's just a little thing in his flesh. But it's the part that God wants to grow him through. He wants to bring him to... That was what it was. Thank you, Father. You mentioned Jesus went out to be tempted of the devil. Okay, what was that verse? I'm sorry.
Matthew 4:1.
Bring it up, please. And then go back to the Luke passage that you saw, that you referred to. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And he brought up the point, why would the Lord do this? Why would the Holy Spirit lead us into temptation? Y'all been tempted this week? Sure. I mean, there's people that just, you want to ding, you know, let them have it. Why is he doing that? He's doing that. And what was the verse 11, Luke 4:11? Luke 4:14, thank you. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Every test that comes into our lives, he is trying to get us to a new level. Now, if you can ask the question, I'm so weary, I just want to give up and die. I just want to go be with Jesus. It's just easier than fighting this battle. You haven't gone through your test yet, and you haven't returned with the power of the Spirit. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, so I want to talk about a couple very practical things that I learned when I came to Pastor and said, you know, it doesn't appear to be working. And he said, repent. Okay, that's a great place to start. The very first thing we should do is recognize, I don't trust God as far as I can throw him. I don't have a very big God. If I can say he doesn't show up, then I don't know him. I know all about him. I've been eaten of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but I don't know him. And so the point is, how do you get to know him? First point was read the scriptures. Read it till it starts talking to you. Anybody in here that has been working on something for a long time and they go, well, it doesn't appear to be working. I said, first question I ask is, how do you know God wants to heal you at all? So I'm going to ask you, how do you know that God wants to heal you at all?
Because he said that no one should be sick.
Okay, no one should be sick because what? I said, think the word of God says so? Okay. I'm sorry? It says the word of God says he loves us. Okay, awesome, awesome answers. My next question to you is, can you show me where God showed you that? Now, the point is not being legalistic about, oh, well, you don't have a revelation scripture, therefore you're not going to get saved. That's not the point. The point is you do have a revelation scripture. The lady that I talked to on the phone this week, I asked her, well, how do you know God wants you to be saved? Well, because God wants everyone to be saved. He died on the cross for everyone. Okay, that's great. Where did he tell you that? I said, what revelation scripture did you get on it? Now, when Pastor came to me, he didn't tell me that. I didn't realize that I had been reading Dodie Osteen's book called Healed of Cancer. And there's 40 scriptures in that book that I repeated constantly. They were my chants, man. Every time, 7 times a day, I'd be reading them and I'd go through them. And one day, one of those scriptures came alive. There was my rhema. There was the one that says, I will restore life and health to you and heal you of your wounds, Jeremiah 30:17. I was so elated. I was so excited. I went and told my wife. I mean, I told everybody I'm going to be healed. God told me. And we had many more months to go. What happened? Why did he tell me that scripture and yet it didn't heal me? I didn't realize that when God is, and every one of you is working on something, that he has given you a scripture like that. Is that correct? Everybody has gotten some kind of rhema from God that says, I want to heal you, and this is the verse I gave you. It won't be the same verse he gives me. But there is a verse he's given each one of you. Now, what do? We got a rhema. What do? We just chant it every day, right? Get legalistic, chant it every day, 7 times a day, get in people's faces about it. No, that's not what we do. We go find out where it's at, because this lady didn't even know the verse that she was quoting. She just knew that God had said, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. She knew that. She didn't know where it was at. She said, I think it's in Hebrews. Okay, yeah, it is. 11:1, praise the Lord. And so I said, where is it at? She didn't know. It's in Hebrews. I said, okay, let's go look at it. And then I started to explain to her, God, when God gives you a rhema, everything else you need for your healing is around that rhema. So I said, what you do is you read Hebrews 11 over and over and over again. Well, we know it's the hall of faith. It's by faith that this person did this, and by faith this person did this. But this guy went to the doctor and no, it doesn't say that, does it? It says by faith, every one of them. So God is trying to tell you, first things first, you have to have faith. And so I explained that to her. I said, ma'am, this is the verse he gave you. So I said, your homework will be to read over Hebrews 11 over and over and over. Because I can guarantee you, if she did it this week, she will call me next week and she will have 5 other rhemas that showed up in that passage, because that's how our Savior works. Okay, and then I said, now, once you've read that chapter over and over again, go and read the chapters next to it. Well, we know what Hebrews 10 talks about. It talks about, at least at the end of the chapter, talks about that if you sin willfully after having the knowledge of the truth, you're going to get a spanking. And then we go into Hebrews 12, and it says, don't despise the chastening of your father, because he chastens those he loves. And so as you start reading that whole passage, it starts coming alive, and then what you see is your heart starts to change. It moves more towards a God that actually you know will heal you. And you're healed. And you just, and like me, one day I just walked out into my healing. I go, I don't even know how I got here. But I kept quoting those scriptures. But I didn't know. Let's look at Jeremiah 30:17. I want to show you an example. I wasn't going to go there, but praise the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. And we're going to start. Yeah, we'll go back a couple verses, because I want to show you what I'm talking about. I clung to this scripture. I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. And I quoted that. But I didn't know that the Lord wanted to show me something much more powerful. Back starting at, it's going to be a teaching day today, but the Lord really put on my heart to teach about this. 30:17. And so I looked back in my NLT, and the NLT has the things separated a little bit more into categories and things like that. So I went back to the beginning of that category, and I went to start at verse 11 in the NLT. He's talking to a people that have been sent into exile. They have no hope now. Their glorious temple has been destroyed. It was melted down for the gold. Everything is destroyed. And he says, I am with you and will save you, says the Lord. I will completely destroy the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not completely destroy you. Now, why does he say that to them and not the nations? Because they had a covenant with him. You have a covenant with him if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. He will not completely destroy you. He'll destroy everyone else that's messing with you unless they get into the covenant and start straightening up. But he says, I will completely destroy the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not completely destroy you. I will discipline you, but with justice. I cannot let you go unpunished. If I'd have read this and I knew that that belonged to 30:17, I'd have started going, okay, God, what am I doing? Where am I missing the mark here? Now, Jeff talked about prayerfully reading it. This is what I was doing. I said, if I'd have done this, I'd have said, God, what did I do that you couldn't let me go unpunished? Because this was a rhema he gave me. I can legally use this because he gave it to me in my heart. You all following that? Anybody wants to argue something different? Praise the Lord. Come on afterwards. Next verse. This is what the Lord says. Your injury is incurable, a terrible wound. Well, I had that, but I didn't know to go read that. I didn't know that. A lot of times in my teachings, I've hammered that you're sick because you're sinning and you need to straighten up. I never preached the hope. Now let's look at what the hope says here. Next verse. Let's look at the hope that the Lord is giving us. Just in the one rhema that I had for my own healing. There is no one to help you or to bind up your injury. No medicine can heal you. Boy, was I there. There was no medicine that could restore my flesh back the way I wanted it restored. Next verse. All your lovers, that's your allies, I would say. In my case, my allies were my doctors. Those were my allies. They were the ones that were going to get me out of this horrible scrape that I'd gotten myself into. They left me and do not care. All your lovers, your allies, have left you and do not care about you anymore. I have wounded you cruelly. I didn't know it was the Lord. I thought it was the devil. I was always rebuking the devil, reading the scriptures to him. Don't know what that did. Praise the Lord. Anyway, we'll get into that some other time. Praise the Lord. We'll defend that thought as well. I have wounded you cruelly, as though I were your enemy, for your sins are many and your guilt is great. And I didn't see that. This was just the little bit of section right before the rhema that he had given me. Okay, everybody's had a rhema? Who hasn't ever had a rhema? Who doesn't know what I'm talking about, a rhema or a revelation? Nobody knows what I'm talking about?
No, we know.
We all know. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay. A revelation is when you're reading this book. A revelation or a rhema is when you're reading something and you go, whoa, I never saw that before. Now, who's not experienced that at least once reading in the Word? Everybody's experienced that?
Yeah.
That's a rhema. This is all logos. This is all logos. What I'm speaking to you is logos. That's the Greek word logos. We translate that word. That's all logos. But when it touches your heart and you go, oh, God, that's right. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. That's a rhema. That's a revelation. Okay? Is that making sense? Okay. My revelation was that he would restore life and health to me and heal me of my wounds. Praise God. Because that's the way God always talks to you. I love it. We'll get to that in a little bit. I have wounded you cruelly as though I were your enemy, for your sins are many and your guilt is great. I thought, God, what have I done? I'm a good guy. You know, praise the Lord. Okay, next verse. Then he asks, why do you protest your punishment, this wound that has no cure? I had to punish you because your sins are many and your guilt is great. Next verse. But, who knows what but means? A but is a negation of what you just read.
You have been listening to Dave Rosenfeld of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Ask Big from a Big God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.